This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Yugma Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Yugma, meaning confluence in Sanskrit, is a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators. It will contribute to country's innovation journey driven by a collaborative project of around 1,400 crore rupees with joint investment from Vadhwani Foundation and government institutions. The BJP has announced the name of Paka Venkat Satyanarayan as its candidate for the ensuing by-election to the Rajya Sabha from Andhra Pradesh. The name of the candidate was finalized by the BJP Central Election Committee yesterday. India's industrial production growth, measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, accelerated to 3% in March as compared to revised growth rate of 2.7% in February. Among the three major components of IIP, electricity generation grew by 6.3%, manufacturing rose 3%, while mining activity increased by 0.4% at a slower pace in March as compared to the previous month. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in London yesterday to advance negotiations for a free trade agreement between the two nations. Mr. Goyal arrived in London for 2 days of discussions aimed at strengthening investment ties and bilateral trade. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the talks on the free trade agreement between India and the UK are being relaunched and both sides are committed to moving the agreement forward. The Vatican has announced that the secret conclave to elect a successor to the late Pope Francis will begin on 7th of next month. The decision was reached during a session of the Congregation for Cardinals, which is currently managing the transition following Pope Francis's death on April 21. As tradition dictates, the voting will be held in Sistine Chapel, which was closed to tourists yesterday to allow for preparations. Of the 225 cardinals worldwide, only 135 under the age of 80 are eligible to participate in the election. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Assam, Odisha and Meghalaya today. The Met Department predicted fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over northeast India during the next 5 days. The IMD also stated that heat wave conditions are expected at isolated places over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, West Rajasthan, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad today. In IPL T20 cricket, Vaibhav Suryavanshi's historic century alongside Yashasvi Jaiswal's unbeaten 70 saw Rajasthan Royals register an emphatic 8-wicket victory over Gujarat Titans at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 210 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Rajasthan Royals scored 212 runs for 2 wickets in just 15.5 overs. Vaibhav Suryavanshi, who scored 101 runs in 38 balls, was declared player of the match. With this inning, Suryavanshi shattered multiple records. At just 14 years and 32 days old, he became the youngest centurion in IPL history, surpassing the likes of Manish Pandey, Rishabh Pant and Devdutt Padikkal. His century also ranks as the second fastest in the tournament's history, trailing only Chris Gayle, who did it in 30 deliveries and marks the fastest ever by an Indian, breaking Yusuf Pathan's record of 37 deliveries. Today, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders in New Delhi at 7:30 p.m. In women's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the Tri-Nation Series at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 10 a.m. IST. In badminton, India will face Indonesia today in a crucial must-win Group D match at the BWF Sudirman Cup Finals in Xiamen, China. The Indian team's campaign got off to a rocky start with a 1-4 loss to Denmark on Sunday. With only the top two teams from the group advancing to the next round, India must defeat Indonesia to keep its quarterfinals hopes alive. And that is the end of this news bulletin.